From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Russian investigators have confirmed that the train crash between Moscow and St. Petersburg late on Friday was caused by a bomb. 26 people were killed and more than 100 injured. The BBC's Richard Galpin has this report.
The route between the two cities is one of the busiest in Russia, and Friday evening is peak travel time. Investigators have announced the accident was what they called a clear case of terrorism, and they'd found parts of an explosive device at the scene. Later, Alexander Bortnikov, the head of the main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, told the Russian president live on state television that the homemade bomb had contained 7 kilograms of high explosive. And in the last few hours, officials say a second device exploded earlier today as rescuers tried to clear the scene. No one was injured, but it did stop the line between Moscow and St. Petersburg from reopening.
The BBC's Richard Galpin reporting. The Obama administration is reportedly ready to increase pressure on mortgage companies and banks to help homeowners who are struggling to avoid foreclosure reduce their payments. Assistant Treasury Secretary Michael Barr says flatly that the banks are not doing a good enough job. NPR's Craig Windham reports.
Mortgage loans that are modified under the administration's Making Homes Affordable program first go through a trial stage of up to 5 months before the payment reductions become permanent. The New York Times reports that so far, only a very small fraction of the loan modifications have made it to permanent status, less than 2,000 out of 500,000 loans, according to a report last month by an oversight panel created by Congress. Barr says some of those mortgage firms ought to be embarrassed by that record, and he says they will be. The administration will be naming the companies that have been moving too slowly to lower mortgage payments permanently. Barr adds that cash incentives promised to the companies will be withheld by the Treasury Department until the payment reductions become permanent. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of a Salvation Army bell ringer outside the Macy's store in New York's Herald Square. Retailers are still totaling up Friday's sales figures, the traditional start of the holiday shopping season. Preliminary data from the national research firm ShopperTrak finds in-store sales were up only 0.5% compared to last year's numbers. But ShopperTrak's Bill Martin says profit figures may show a bigger jump.
While there were some very good deals in the marketplace, they were not as deeply discounted as what we saw in Black Friday and last year. So we think the likelihood is that the retailers will probably have done pretty well as a result of the performance by the consumers yesterday.
Early figures also show a big jump in online sales. Core Metrics says the average buyer spent 35% more online than the same day last year. You're listening to NPR News. A new Senate report takes former U.S. military leaders to task for not catching Osama bin Laden in the Afghan mountains of Tora Bora back in December of 2001. The report says bin Laden was unquestionably within reach when the U.S. made the decision not to pursue him with massive force. The report by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee was prepared at the request of Chairman John Kerry of Massachusetts. It comes as President Obama is preparing to announce an increase in U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Investigators in Florida are still waiting to speak with pro golfer Tiger Woods about why his vehicle crashed near his Orlando home early Friday morning. Woods was not seriously hurt in the accident, but has so far waved off speaking with state troopers for 2 days. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Mark Simpson reports.
Officers from the Florida Highway Patrol were traveling to speak with Tiger Woods Saturday when they were informed by the PGA Stars agent that his client would not be available. Investigators want to know what led Tiger Woods to crash his Cadillac SUV around 2:30 in the morning near his multi-million dollar home earlier this weekend. Woods hit a fire hydrant and a tree. He was the only person hurt in the accident. The golfer's wife told authorities she used a golf club to break a window to the vehicle to help her husband out. 911 tapes from the crash could be released Sunday. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
The chairman of a key House panel says he wants a review of Secret Service practices after a Virginia couple was able to crash at Tuesday's White House state dinner. Congressman Adolphus Towns of New York says the incident compromised the safety and security of the president and undermined the nation's confidence in the Secret Service. Towns has asked for a briefing on the matter next week. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.